Well, good Thursday morning, everyone. It's the 20th of August, and my title today is Experiencing the Power of the Holy Spirit. All of us can remember a time when we felt powerless against sexual sin and temptation, and perhaps maybe you're still in that time. It seemed to me like sin had a power over me, and when temptation beckoned, I came running like a hungry dog at dinner time. The bell rings and we start salivating, even if it is only a simple image of a woman in an ad online, or perhaps even someone walking down the street or sitting in church. Probably for years, we have been doing what I call hunting. We can be on the hunt no matter where we are or what we're doing, even if we're in church. We can scan a crowd of people and immediately detect someone who is what I would call lustable. There is something about them that catches our eye, and unfortunately, in much of the world today, many women dress in such a way as to be noticed, as if when you got it, flaunt it. I must say that when I visited my son for a week in Doha, Qatar, which is a Muslim country, where the majority of women wore burqas, that really helped a lot. There, women did not want their beauty to be seen by others. And some even, in addition to the burqa, wore a face covering or a veil that even covered their eyes, like the image in the beginning of this email. However, let's face it, fashion has been moving away from modesty for decades. And what has happened to us is we have trained ourselves to see women as objects and not the human beings that they really are. This dehumanizes them and causes us to only be looking at them sexually and ignoring everything else about them. You know, the more we do this, the more we are losing our humanity and the ability to see everyone as being created in the image of God. This dishonors them and God, because someone created in His image is being used like a piece of meat and being used for our sexual pleasure. And that really begins to dehumanize us and them. And when we've been doing this since we were early teenagers, well, how in the world can we stop it? I'm just telling you that from my own experience, it is possible. However, it will take the power of the Holy Spirit transforming you, changing you into someone who learns how to honor and respect others instead of seeing others as people we can use for our lustful needs. You know, the very final sentence that Jesus spoke to His disciples before He ascended up into heaven in Acts 1:8 is this, quote, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth," end quote. Now, having been a Baptist preacher for 26 years, where in the Baptist culture evangelism is stressed, and rightfully so, I viewed this verse as saying that the Holy Spirit will give us the power we need to evangelize unbelievers. Not in a, well, let me shove my Bible down your throat kind of way, but with grace and kindness, allowing them to know that they're going to be going to hell and burning there for all eternity if they don't repent. Just kidding. I never did that. However, just a few months ago, I took a closer look at this sentence in Acts 1:8 that Jesus left as the last thing he would tell them and us, the change is subtle but important. Jesus is not saying in Acts 1:8 that they will receive power from the Holy Spirit in order to be his witnesses. He says that they will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they will be his witnesses. Those are two separate statements. The power of the Holy Spirit and what he gives to us is actually the power we need to live the Christian life in this sinful world while having our own sin nature still living within us and living behind enemy lines in this lust-filled world. What if instead of only asking the Holy Spirit to give us power to witness for Christ, we ask the Spirit to give us power just to live the Christian life? That he would give us the power to say no to sexual sin. That he would give us the power to walk away from temptation and even flee if need be. What if instead of feeling like we're alone when we're being tempted, we turned our minds to the Holy Spirit and ask him to show us the escape that we're promised in 1 Corinthians 10:13. That great passage says, quote, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." Marvelous words, are they not? God has promised to not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can resist. Did you hear that? God promises you won't be tempted beyond what you can resist. And oh, by the way, he also promises to provide you a way of escape. Now, knowing this, that the Holy Spirit has been given to you so that he can give you, in that moment, the power you need to say no and walk away, what if you begin to cry out to the Spirit to help give you the power you need in that moment to walk or even run away? It seems to me that since the Spirit has been given to us in order for us to have the power to live the Christian life, we should take advantage of this biblical truth. We should be daily not only asking the Spirit to fill us and us asking him to empower us to walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the desires of the flesh, but that we also begin to ask him to give us the power to not sin. You see, the problem is we try to defeat our sinful nature and the temptations of this world on our own. We ignore the biblical teachings that we need to be offering our bodies to God as a living sacrifice every day. We rush through a morning devotional, maybe, instead of spending real time in communion with the Lord. We shortcut our spiritual disciplines, if we even have them at all, and wonder, why am I not experiencing the power of the Spirit in order to defeat our flesh? If there is one lesson I have learned over the last 15 years in this area, it is that if I ignore being nourished from the Word of God, and if I minimize my times of prayer with Him, not offering my body to him as a living sacrifice, and not asking the Spirit to fill and empower me, then I'm going to experience my own weakness instead of his strength when it comes time to battle with temptation. Begin to do what God has told us to do on a daily basis, and then expect to see power coming from the Holy Spirit so that we say yes to God and no to sin. That is where transformation begins. and he wants to transform us to be conformed to the image of Christ. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Take care and goodbye.